Okay, 1006.
Accept and appropriate a grant from the Federal Highway Bridge Program in the amount of $2,512,440 and authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the Oregon Department of Transportation to replace the Southeast 122nd Avenue Bridge over Johnson Creek.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, I'm delighted that the federal government has given us some money to replace the 122nd Avenue Bridge over Johnson Creek, which I happened to see this weekend when I was visiting the Leech Botanical Garden. And I note that we've gotten letters from both the Pleasant Valley Neighborhood Association and Friends of Leech Botanical Garden expressing their support for replacing the bridge as soon as possible. Now I'll turn it over to Cameron Glasgow to give more details.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Cameron Glasgow. I'm the interim supervising bridge engineer for PBOT. And I'm here today to introduce an ordinance, as stated, which authorizes PBOT to enter into an agreement with ODOT to receive Federal Highway Bridge Program funds for replacement of the bridge which carries Southeast 122nd Avenue over Johnson Creek. During the record-breaking storms of December 2015, a large woody debris pile blocked the flow of Johnson Creek under this multi-span bridge, rerouting the creek into a side channel around the blockage. After the blockage was removed by city maintenance crews, a post-storm inspection was carried out, and it was determined that almost 200 yards of bank material had been scoured away, leaving behind toppled footings and eroded support on 4 of the 8 bridge supports. These foundations were observed to be supported on soft fluvial material, an extremely undesirable condition. The bridge was determined to be beyond repair and closed to all motor vehicle traffic at that time. Soon after, PBOT requested bridge replacement funds from ODOT, which approved the request. The ordinance in front of you today allows us to finalize our funding agreement with ODOT and will allow ODOT to continue toward issuing PBOT notice to proceed so that the design phase of the new bridge can begin. And I have the letter from the Pleasant Valley Neighborhood Association if you'd like me to read it.
Could you just explain to people watching why it takes so long? Because I understand that it's going to be 2018 or 19 that we're expecting completion.
At this point, the expectation is 2019. So it first starts with funding, which is we're working towards right now. And once the funding actually, everything gets signed off, we get notice to proceed, we can start the design. And once the design phase gets going, we need to apply for federal permits. It's an environmental zone, for lack of a more specific term, working over and around the water. So there's several local, state, and federal jurisdictions that we need permits from. But we can't apply for those permits until we hit 60% design to give the permitting agencies a picture of what we plan to do. And then the general timeline, the accepted timeline, is about a year for those permits. It could take less time. I don't think it'll take more than a year. But once we receive those and permit limitations, we can finalize the design and then get approval from ODOT, Federal Highways, go through the procurement process at the city, which takes 3 to 4 months, and then mobilize a contractor and get the girders fabricated to bring them to site, and so on and so forth. But that's it in a nutshell.
So it's particularly complicated because of the multiple jurisdictions that get to say whether it's okay or not.
You could say that as just part of the process as I see it, but it's just something we're faced with a lot of our projects.
Smiling and being ready to do it.
No problem. I'm excited about this.
Mining Road.
Commissioner Fritz and Commissioner Novick, how will Leech be able to access their parking lot during this phase? Because my recollection is the parking
phase
is on the other side of the bridge, and if the bridge isn't operable, then how do people park and then get to Leech?
I actually don't know the answer to that.
So they're working on it. It's a short answer.
They're going to have some canoes that go across the river.
So there,
tram,
water taxi.
There is property to the north that I don't know who exactly owns the property. I believe it's Parks, but I'm not sure. But they're working on alternative arrangements for parking there, which requires its own land use review process.
We're the first city with an aerial tram. We could be the first city with a municipal zip line. Forth across. Yeah, add a new attraction to Leech Gardens.
Why not? It sounds innovative.
That's going to be on the front page of the paper tomorrow as a serious suggestion.
Sorry. Didn't really mean it. got that? Didn't really mean it.
Okay. Cameron, it's my understanding that there's limits to the times a year you can work in the water to avoid disturbing fish populations and so forth, too. Is that right?
That's correct. That plays into it as well. It's a six-week in-water work window. That starts July 15th for this particular section of the creek and ends August 31st of any given year.
Obvious question, but just in case. So the reason we're in this predicament is there was erosion. And maybe that's because there's higher stream flows. I assume we're designing for the climate that we expect to have.
Part of it was a significant rainfall event. Also, the way the existing bridge is, it's a timber bridge, which timber can't span as far as some other materials. So it had many bents in the water, which collected the debris and then changed the way the water flowed. And the water kind of attacked or eroded some bends or piers that hadn't normally seen water in the past.
Helpful. Thank you. Other questions? Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, it's an emergency ordinance. Let's take a vote, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Ritz?
Well, this, of course, can be part of the grand scheme of a number of improvements to Leech Botanical Gardens with the new master plan, so actually the timing may be very good. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Nails?
Aye. Okay, thank